Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to the dialogue and discussion coming from you, our listener. Let me remind you, Let's Face the Issues is a program designed around you, our listeners, with the invitation open every day for you to call in. Join in the dialogue and the discussion. You can do so each and every day by dialing 831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios, right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're talking about today, who do we trust? Who do we place our trust and confidence in? We're all talking about going to the polls and voting, and that we should do. We'll talk about that extensively today. But who do we trust? Will we cast the ballot? Are we trusting in what government can do through that individual that we're voting for? Are we placing our trust and confidence and hope in nothing less than the Lord Jesus Christ? In fact, in Psalms 146, verse 3, put not your trust in the princes nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Now, I understand we need to vote. I understand that as citizens in this world, that we need to do that which is right in civic government, and that is to cast our ballot. That is an honorable thing. That is a sacred duty and responsibility that we have. But in doing so, do we trust in that one that we are casting the ballot in electing, or do we still place our trust and hope and confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ? I believe we need to trust in God, not in government, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. It is the B-I-B-L-E, as we used to call it in Vacation Bible School less than 100 years ago. It is placing our faith and trust in God and God's word. The truth book, John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's a declaratory statement. Thy word is, not maybe, not perhaps, but is truth. And then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible is very, very clear. The truth of the Lord endures forever. So I commend the truth of the Word of God to each and every one of you, each and every day, as we face this election cycle, which I believe is the most poignant, the most important, the most serious, the gravest election, I believe, in my lifetime. And I believe that we as Christians and conservatives and patriots need to stand up and cast our ballot. And we're going to talk about today how to vote, what to vote, and what we have if we do not vote correctly according to the Scripture. We'll talk about some serious issues surrounding the Democratic Party and what they are doing and what they shall continue to do if we place them in office in leading America the next 2 years. It's a grave scenario. It's truth that we need to seek after. We're finding that on every occasion, truth is rejected. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that is absolutely true, if I can use that term, we're finding today. It is true that we're despised, rejected, dissed, and an attempt to destroy anything that's called truth. We're finding that today in this election cycle, perhaps more than any other election cycle, except for perhaps in 2020. In fact, the Democratic Party, they've all bragged about the fact that they're going to file suit in every district and every precinct and every state where there is a need for them to delay for votes to be counted or added to the list. And we're finding that already taking place in the battleground states. In fact, back in March, the Democrats bragged about the fact they had approximately 1,000 attorneys scattered across America in all of the battleground states to start during the early voting and the mail-in balloting to start filing suits for any infraction that would give them an opportunity to challenge your vote, my vote, and other votes on the conservative Christian patriot standpoint. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that truth is needed today, perhaps more than your lifetime and mine. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made the statement that is so profound. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's the attempt on this radio broadcast each and every day, is to stand for the truth, to speak the truth, to defend the truth, even if we have to do so in the last dying days on this earth. We need to stand for truth and speak the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of brands for the homeowner, like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, with the full line of Honda generators, with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, so the entire staff of Tools for Time can worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Just drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the home and the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an amazing fact, but it is yet true even today. The scripture is clear in Proverbs 29 and verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And I have concluded and stated several times on this broadcast, almost on a daily basis, that we're in the mourning stage and the state of mourning in America today because of those in the responsible positions of leading our nation. It is the Biden cabal, the Biden administration, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist party that's in control today, that's leading us down the primrose path of destroying our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, rather than putting our faith and trust in man, we need to trust in God. This election is the most pivotal election in my lifetime. But we must, ladies and gentlemen, seek the Lord. We must focus on Him. We must focus on faithing Him and Him alone. Now listen very carefully. I'm not tossing in the towel saying that we just cast a ballot and say, in a nonchalant, mamsy-pamsy way, if I can use that term, that we've done what we're supposed to do. We need to pray, we need to plan, we need to participate, we need to vote. But in doing so, we can't place our wholehearted trust and confidence in what will take place in the election. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that our faith and trust must be in God and God alone. May I say to you, when we look at the scripture, there's a favorite biblical character of mine. The name is Joshua. God had called Joshua to lead the children of Israel into the promised land after the death of Moses. And he made him an astounding promise. God made an astounding promise to Joshua. He said in verse 7 in chapter 1 of Joshua, verse 7 and following. Only thou be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper. That means to have a safe journey. That means to have a good journey. Not talking about dollars and cents. Thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, you have the scripture? For then when? It's after you meditated on the word, after you stayed in the word, after you've not gone to the left or the right, but stayed right down the middle of what the word says. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I take that as a charge even today for the child of God, for the Christian, for the conservative, for the patriot, that we need to understand that God's promised to give us success in what we're doing in the life as we lead it, but there is a prerequisite to that promise for success. We must stay in the Word. We must allow the Word to be hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against Him. We must stay in the Word and not turning to the left, not turning to the right, but as the old cliche goes with the farmer, cutting it straight. We must cut it straight with what the Word of God says, nothing more and nothing less. Ladies and gentlemen, God told Joshua to keep his focus on Him, not on things. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, God can give us the victory in this election only if we trust and obey Him. Now listen very carefully. If we fail to trust and obey Him, we cast all the ballots we want to. We can do all of the voting that we please. We can do as the Democrats, vote soon and often. But if we do not place our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we do not focus on Him and Him alone, we can have a failure at the ballot box. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, though I am advocating that we need to vote, and we need to do so, we need to vote, we need to cast our ballot, especially as Christians, conservatives, and patriots. We have the responsibility before God and before civil government. We have the response. Yes, we have rights, but with every right, there's a responsibility, there's a duty, and that duty is for us to vote. But at the same time, we do not vote, then toss in the towel and say that whatever will be, will be. We need to make sure that we're following the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We often hear individuals talk about their rights and their rights that we have under the Constitution. We have rights under our Constitution. We have rights in our what's called the Bill of Rights. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a duty, and our duty today is to be salt and light in a decaying, dying, darkened society. Lest we are salt and light. By the way, salt has to come out of the shaker. Light has to come out of the closet in order to illumine. And therefore, we have that responsibility today, ladies and gentlemen. And our duty is to be a watchman on the wall, warning of danger ahead. And yes, our duty in civil government today is to vote. And we're going to talk about, for the balance of this broadcast, how we need to vote and what we need to do in casting our ballot. And if we vote awry, what the end result shall be. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I hope you're doing well.
Yes. I just wanted to say a comment. Everybody that vote Democrat, they are idiots.
Well, yeah, you know, Rush Limbaugh used to call them the low informational voters. In fact, I read an article recently, Kenneth, that's a frightening statistical fact. It says less than 1%, hear me, less than 1% of Americans really are in the know as to what is taking place in our nation. Only 1% or less know what's happening. The number of people today, Kenneth, that have the mindset, I'm going to bury my head in the sand, I'm going to act like the ostrich, if I don't pay attention, if I don't get involved, if I don't listen, if I don't watch, if I don't do anything, everything one day is going to be okay. And that's simply not so. But you're exactly right. Those that vote for the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party, they're voting to destroy America. We're going to talk about that on this broadcast today.
Right. I'm going to tell you something else, Dr. Youngblood. I have friends and associates. And my ex-wife was telling me, talking about, when your great-grandmama, when your grandmama or whatever, they were Democrats. I said, you don't know your history. I said, America had to join together so they let the South, and that's where the Democrats really came from. And I'm like, and a lot of them talking about, oh, no, Abraham Lincoln was a Democrat. I said, no, it wasn't. It was a Republican.
That's right. Well, Kenneth, one of the things that most old Democrats, as you refer correctly, back in the 40s and the 50s, the average Democrat leader, i.e. elected political person, was more conservative than the conservative Republicans today. But yet, many do not realize there's been a tectonic shift in the policies, procedures, in this cancel woke culture with the progressive mindset, with the Green New Deal, with the green freaks out there, and the mindset that you don't know who is a man and who is a woman. That's a total, total tectonic change from the 40s, 50s, and early 60s of the Democratic Party. That's exactly right. We cannot vote based on a party label. Even when I say we cannot vote, and I say that but dogmatically, we cannot vote for a socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrat on any level. But I can also say that we cannot just blanket vote for Republican. We need to vet the candidate, find out how that candidate stands. We need to look at his morals, ethics, and values, and make the determination of what he can do, what he shall do, what he's done in past, and what he'll do in the future, and then cast our ballots accordingly. I'm always amazed, Kenneth, frightened and concerned to find those that will cast a ballot and they've not done the due diligence in trying to ascertain what that candidate will do and what he stands for and how to respond. For example, we have on the ballot today, for the ballot for this election cycle, perhaps you've read it, perhaps you've seen it. For those that have not, I'll lecture on it for just a moment, then get your take, Kenneth. I'm looking at a large mail-out card. It says, by voting yes on Amendment 3, if passed, Amendment 3 will provide additional $50,000 homestead exemption for our hometown heroes, incentivizing those who serve our community to remain in Florida. Amendment 3 will not impact our local school funding. Amendment 3 will help the heroes, as it is called in this. It'll provide property tax relief for hometown heroes, address the teacher shortage by helping teachers remain in Florida, give back to those who have served us. Kenneth, what this Amendment 3 does, by the way, for our listeners, I'm against any changes to our Constitution. I'm against anything becoming law based on a constitutional amendment. Most of these folks that wanted some kind of new deal, something new, different, put into effect, they circumvent the legislative process and try to get petitions signed. It's usually the deep-pocketed power brokers that put these amendments forth. But in this amendment, it will give extra tax break benefit on property taxes for the teachers, the firemen, and for the police officers. Now, listen very carefully, Kenneth, and for others. Then, Kenneth, I'm saying this because I want your take on it. If they give extra incentive and extra deductions for a category of people, teachers, firemen, and police officers, then who makes up the difference in property taxes? If you own a piece of property and you're paying property taxes on it, it is the difference, the differing ones that did not get the break, that has to have theirs increased in order to give the same tax base for the politicians to spend. So I'm against the Amendment 3. I'm against any amendment. Kenneth, you've heard that very briefly. You may have already been familiar with it. What is your take on that? Do you think the listeners need to pass something that's going to cause us more money?
No, I said I voted no on everything.
That's good. That's the safe way. That's the safe way. There are a lot of things that we need to vote no on. When it talks about the appeals court judges, for example, shall we retain? I'm against that approach, that wording. I'm against it saying, shall we retain? No, if you want to stay in your seat as a judge, then you go out and campaign, let us know where you stand. Let us look at your record, how you voted on issues that come before you in the courts. On the shall we retain? On the appeals court justices, I said, no, no, no. When it comes to the Supreme Court justice, LaBarga, I have said no. LaBarga is a loose lax, lost liberal sitting on the Supreme Court. No, he ought not to be retained. So we need to vet the candidates. We need to vet the situation and the amendments and say, as you said, Kenneth, and well spoken, say no on everything that's called changing of our Constitution. in the state of Florida, the Florida Constitution, since 1970. We've had some 127 changes, and for our U.S. Constitution, we've had only 27 changes for the life of our federal Constitution. So I think we need to stop adding to, changing, modifying our Constitution in the state of Florida. Kenneth, I'm thankful for you. Thankful for your vote. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh, and share it before others in your family, friends and relatives, and neighbors, before they vote. Give them instructions on how to vote. Urge them to vote no on every socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party Democrat. Thank you so much. Can I ask you a question, Dr. Youngblood? Yes.
I would like to try to get you so I could donate, you know, off online.
And I would like for everybody that's listening, I'm thankful that you asked that question. Go to FCBCAT, Jax. That's FCBCAT, Jax, JAX.com. And when you get to that website, that's the church website, find the donate button, and you can donate for the radio broadcast for any other purpose and cause that you would like to donate. If it's $1, $2, $10, $20, we have people giving $25 a month, $50 a month, some that are giving $100 a month. Whatever the amount is, you can give on a one-time basis, on a monthly basis. You can fill out the form there online.
I sure will.
Good, good, good. Thank you, thank you. And I'm praying that our listeners will follow through on what you've just asked and what your intents are in doing to continue to support this broadcast, not just for what we're doing now, but what can be done if we can broaden our base and reach others across the state of Florida, and yay, even in the future, if God opens the door on a national level, that others might be inspired, encouraged, challenged, informed on what we need to do as Christians in society today. Kenneth, thank you so much for your listening and for your comments. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious question. Who do we trust? Do you place your trust and confidence in the Democratic Party? Do you place your trust and confidence in the Republican Party? Do you place your trust and confidence in government? Do you place your trust and confidence in God? Where is the focus of your trust today? It's time that we vote and recognize the seriousness of this election. I've read this before, but I'm going to read it again. It's a quote by Franklin Graham in the Decision Magazine, the October 2022 edition. He says, on November the 8th, tens of millions of voters will head to the polls across America in the most critical midterm election in recent history. To say that much is at stake is a gross misunderstanding and understatement. It isn't just control of Congress. It may be our last chance to stop the immoral and ungodly policies that have brought our great nation to a moral brink of total disaster. The floodgates of Sodom and Gomorrah have seemingly swung right open in the past 2 years. The spirit of Antichrist is pervading our nation, hating the things of God. Many of our leaders now advocate for and defend such abominable behavior as same-sex marriage, gay rights. They are staunch supporters of transgenderism, which is nothing but a lie from hell. Those who flaunt this ungodly lifestyle are sold out and devoted to taking this lie as far as it can go and reaching our children, the next generation, through our educational system. They don't care if a biological male goes into the girls' public bathroom under the disguise of being a female. I say disguise because there is no such thing as transgender. It's all made up. It's a made-up word by a godless culture that openly defies God's unique creation of male and female. Every infant in every hospital in every state around the globe, indeed around the world, is born genetically either a boy or a girl, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, that succinctly states what is at stake today. That's just one of the issues that's really at stake. But, ladies and gentlemen, according to God's election guide, we're going to cover that very briefly. I've dealt with it before, but I think it is pertinent today for us to look at it. We're on the very eve of the election process. The election will be, I believe, it's 6 days from today. I believe we need to understand where we're headed and what we need to do and what God's Word says about it. God's Word says in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, when it sets the stage on how we are to appoint or to elect people that will rule over us or will guide us. I don't like the term rule over, but will guide us, be the leaders in civil government. And the first thing is we need to find a candidate that is competent. The scripture says in Exodus 18:21 that we need to find able men. That means those that are capable, those that are competent. Certainly not talking about a community organizer. Certainly not talking about people like Barack Hussein Obama. Certainly not talking about an individual like Joe Biden. Certainly not talking about individuals that we find today that like Warnock in Georgia that's running, that is a total in-your-face communist. But capable men, competent men, the scripture says. We need to find a candidate that represents and reveres God, that respects him, represents him, and reveres him. The Bible says, such as fear, that means to have an awe, reverence for God. Listen, we're talking about God's voting guide, men that are able men, such as fear God, candidates that are reliable and reputable. The scripture says, men of truth. That means they're reliable. They have reputation of having a reliability. Joe Biden has lied about everything he said. He just stood up the other day, if you recall, and said when he came on board, gas was $5 a gallon. He's brought the price of gasoline down. Now, there's some that might believe that, but it's a lie that's made up fiat, that's made out of whole cloth, that is, there's not a shred of evidence or information that is right in that. When he went into office, gasoline was about $2.85, $2.90 a gallon, and it's now been, at one juncture, over $5 a gallon. And now we have diesel fuel that's about to run out in the southeast. In fact, people tell us the next 25 days in all of the southeast we'll run out of diesel fuel, which means that all transportation and trucking will absolutely come to a screeching halt. We're talking about God's election guide, able men, competent, capable, such as fear God, those that respect and revere God, men of truth, that is reliable, have a reputation of telling the truth. And it says, those hating covetousness. That means those candidates that are not grasping, not greedy, not wanting to take a payoff from the lobbyist. It's amazing to me the number of people that will be elected and go to D.C. in the Beltway of Washington in the U.S. House or the U.S. Senate, and they'll go in as almost as paupers, and in the next 2 to 3, 4 years, they're worth several million, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. Look at the net worth of Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi. Look at the way they have been greedy and gravious in all that they've done in their supposed leadership role. Ladies and gentlemen, the question that we must ask and demands to be answered of those that are in authority, of those that we're going to vote for, if there's a single Democratic candidate, ladies and gentlemen, they must meet this standard, God's standard, able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. They must meet that standard or else we cannot vote for them if we say we're saved. A Christian cannot vote for a Democrat that does not meet the standard of biblical reference. The scripture is very clear, thou shalt not kill. But yet every Democrat, whether it is in a local level or a state level or a national level, every Democrat thinks that a woman has the right to murder the baby in her womb. Let's just examine, ladies and gentlemen, let's do an overview of what the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party candidates and their party represent in America. Then I want to ask the question, how should you vote? Should we place our faith and trust in God or in government? Should we place our faith and trust in that candidate, or we place our faith and trust in God and God alone? Ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very serious as to where we are and what is taking place. America is an exceptional nation. America is exceptional in what we have gotten, and it's because of what God has done for America, because of our dependence and focus and trust on God and the Lordship of Jesus Christ up until the recent years. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to continue to talk about the question today. Who do we trust? Do we trust God or government? Do we place our faith and trust in the Socialist, Marxist, BLM candidates, or do we place our faith and trust in God to guide us to vote for the candidate that's going to rightly lead us? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.